Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on The Handmaid's Tale.
I can't believe it's you.
Let's sit down.
Moira, you're not planning on staying.
How do you mean?
You've always got a plan to get out. You must have.
Why would I want to leave? Now do you get it? That's why I can never leave this place.
From Wondery, this is The Handmaid's Tale. This is the sixth and final part.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
There you are.
I was thinking someone had made you a better offer. Sit down. Here's your drink.
Thank you.
Is everything okay?
Fine.
I have got an offer.
What? What is that for?
It unlocks a room upstairs.
Wait. What are you doing?
It's tomorrow, isn't it? I thought maybe we could jump the gun. Maybe it'll work if we do it in more intimate circumstances.
Just a minute. I have to use the bathroom first.
Of course.
Why did you bring me here?
I thought you might enjoy it for a change. I guess it was sort of an experiment. You said you wanted to know what was going on.
Mm.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Perhaps you would prefer it if I turn the lights off.
Yes. We can't stay long.
Why not?
Because if I'm not back at the house by midnight, I turn into a pumpkin. Or is it a coach?
Alfred, wake up. It's time. You ready?
Yes.
Let's go then. I won't come with you. You go out through the door and turn right. There's another door. It's open. Go up the stairs and knock. He's expecting you. No one will see you. I'll sit right here.
Are you sure?
The commander's in his bedroom upstairs. He won't come down this late. He never does.
Come in. Well, you want a drag?
Yes. I don't have much time.
I could just squirt it into a bottle and you could pour it in.
Don't.
Don't take it personally. I get paid.
You get paid, I get laid.
No romance, okay?
Okay.
Let's get started.
Welcome to the fully automated House of the Lord.
Head for the back, we can talk better.
Welcome to the fully automated House of the Lord.
Blessed
be the fruit.
May the Lord open
it. Janine.
Oh, blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Did you hear about my baby?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Her name's Angela. Look.
What?
Angela.
Where?
Where do you think? Here, in my arms, silly. We come here every day together. To thank the Lord for all his blessings, don't we, honey? Oh, she's a bit grumpy today. She kept me up all night, didn't you?
Janine, there's nothing there.
You have a nice day now.
Janine.
My name is Of Warren.
Janine Of Warren, whatever.
You have a nice day now.
No, if you start losing your minds, they're gonna send you to the colonies.
You have a nice day now.
Janine.
You have a nice day now.
You couldn't find anything.
No. I can't just take things while he's looking.
You can go into his room at night when he's not there. Look through his desk. There must be papers, notations.
He keeps the door locked. We could get you a key.
Don't you want to know who he is, what he does?
I can't. I'm too afraid. Anyway, I'd be no good at that. I'd get caught.
No, we can get you out.
We
What is there for you here?
They have corrupted themselves.
Look what I've brought you. Oh, she's a pretty girl, isn't she? What was her name?
Daisy.
Ah, Daisy. Well, she's called Faith now.
Faith.
You can only have it for a minute. I have to return it before they know it's missing.
Where does she live?
I can't tell you that.
Please tell me where she lives.
Oh, I knew this would be a mistake. Do you want me to take it away now?
No, no.
Well, then.
She's changed so much.
Well, she's very happy and well taken care of. You can be sure of that. Well, see? She's laughing. She has a family now. A real one.
Time has not stood still. It has washed over me, washed me away, as if I'm nothing more than a woman of sand, left by a careless child too near the water. I have been obliterated for her. I'm only a shadow now, far back behind the glib, shiny surface of this photograph. A shadow of a shadow, as dead mothers become. You can see it in her eyes. I am not there. I went back to Joseph, time after time on my own, without Serena Joy knowing.
I became reckless. I took stupid chances. After being with the commander, I would go upstairs in the usual way. But then I would go along the hall and down the domestic stairs at the back and through the kitchen. I would hurry across the few feet of illuminated lawn, expecting at any moment to hear a shout. I would make my way by touch up the dark staircase and come to rest against the door. Each time I would expect him to be gone. Or worse, I would expect him to say I couldn't come in. He might say he wasn't going to break the rules anymore, put his neck in the noose for my sake. Or even worse, tell me he was no longer interested.
I was just about to go to bed.
Is it too late?
No. I just wasn't sure if you were coming.
Being here with him is safety. It's a cave where we huddle together while the storm goes on outside. This is a delusion, of course. This room is one of the most dangerous places I could be. If I were caught, there would be no mercy. Joseph. But I'm beyond caring. I think it's happened. I feel it has. A couple of weeks and I'll be certain.
I love you to death. So will she.
But it's yours. It will be yours, really. I want it to be.
Why? Why do you want it to be mine?
Because I think you're a good man.
You don't know anything about me.
I think I do. I could tell.
How?
Not from what you say. You don't talk much. But I can tell. I can just tell. Have you heard of May Day?
No, why?
It doesn't matter. I just thought you might have.
Listen, I don't want any trouble, and I don't think you want any trouble either. I don't know that word, but already I don't like it. I think you should just forget it. It sounds dangerous, you understand?
I don't know. I'm sure we are all aware of the unfortunate circumstances that bring us all here together on this beautiful morning.
But duty is a hard taskmaster, or may I say on this occasion, taskmistress. And it is in the name of duty that we are here today.
For it is on us that the burden of carrying the torch of the future, the cradle of the race, is laid. But
to the task before us. Of Charles, you have been found guilty of the attempted murder of your commander's wife.
You have been sentenced to be hanged by the neck until life, your life, has expired. Now, here we have a wife. Stand up. Make her stand up! Someone in your privileged position should have known better. You have been found guilty of adultery.
We all know the mandatory punishment for adultery. The right hand will be removed from your body, from just above the wrist.
Today's salvaging is now concluded. But you may stand up and form a circle.
Orderly now.
What's going on? Don't you know?
Bring the criminal into the circle.
It's a participation.
You know the rules for a participation. You will wait until I blow the whistle. After that, what you do is up to you. Until I blow the whistle again. Understood?
Yes, yes.
This man has been convicted of rape. He was once a guardian of the faith. He has disgraced his uniform. He has abused his position of trust.
His partner in viciousness has already been shot. Penalty for rape, as you know, is death.
Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verses 23 to 29. I might add that this crime
took place at gunpoint. It was also brutal. I will not offend your ears with any details, except to say that one woman was pregnant, and the baby died.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
I saw what you did.
What do you mean?
Why did you kick him in the head like that? You, I thought you were...
Look at me, they're watching.
Well, I don't care, I can't help it. What are you doing?
Get control of yourself. He wasn't a rapist at all, he was a political. He was one of ours. I kicked him in the head to knock him out, put him out of his misery. Couldn't you see what they were doing to him?
Hi there, how you doing?
Janine.
Did you enjoy the participation? Look what I got. Just grabbed tight and kept on pulling. Did you get anything?
I couldn't get close enough.
Too bad. You have a nice day now.
Blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Hello, Alfred.
Hello.
Shall we go to the store?
Where's... Of Glen?
I am Of Glen.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Shall we go?
Yes. I didn't know Of Glen very well. I mean, the former one.
Oh?
Yes, I've only known her since May. Around the 1st of May, I think it was. What they used to call May Day.
Did they? That isn't a term I remember. I'm surprised you do. You ought to make an effort to clear your mind of such echoes.
Now I feel cold. What she is doing is warning me. She isn't one of us, but she knows. I've been stupid again. More than stupid. What am I going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. If Ovglin's been caught, it's only a matter of time before she starts talking about me. And I haven't even done anything. All I did was know, and I'll end up hanging from a hook on the wall.
You've got to calm
down. They know where my child is. What if they bring her, threaten something to her in front of me, or do it? I can't bear to think what they might do.
They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because she's dead.
What?
Not your daughter. Of Glen. She killed herself.
But did she talk?
I don't know.
Am I safe?
I'm not sure. You've got to keep on doing everything exactly the way you were before. Don't change anything, otherwise they'll know.
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Don't slip up.
Dear God, I will do anything you like. Just let me off and I'll obliterate myself if that's what you really want. I'll empty myself truly, become a chalice. I'll give up Joseph. I'll forget about the others. I'll stop complaining. I'll accept my lot. I'll sacrifice. I'll repent. I'll abdicate. I'll renounce. I want to keep on living in any form. I resign my body freely to the uses of others. Yes, come in.
Alfred, the mistress wants you to come downstairs.
Come in, close the door.
We've called you down to discuss...
Don't you talk! You're just as guilty. Oh, Fred, I trusted you. I tried to help you. Well, nothing to say for yourself?
About what?
I know all about it.
You've got the wrong idea.
Oh, don't you talk to me!
Who told you these lies?
I know what I know. What is this? There's lipstick all over it. How could you be so vulgar behind my back?
It wasn't what you...
I told you last time, don't you touch me! And you... You disgusting slut. You could have left me something. Just like the last one. Well, you'll end up the same. Joseph!
Yes, ma'am.
Take her to a room, then guard the door.
It was you, wasn't it, Joseph? You told her, didn't you? Didn't you? What else did you tell her?
Just get in.
There are a number of things I could do. I could set fire to the house, for instance. I could bundle up some of my clothes and the sheets and strike my one hidden match. If it didn't catch, that would be that. But if it did, that would at least be an event. A signal of some kind to mark my exit. I could tear my bedsheet into strips and twist it into a rope of sorts and tie one end to the leg of my bed and try to break the window, which is shatterproof.
Instead, I could noose the bedsheet around my neck, hook myself up in the closet, choke myself off.
You need to go with these men.
Who are they? Where are they going to take me?
There's no point resisting.
You bastard.
Mayday.
What did you say?
Trust me. Go with these men.
What is going on? Who are these people?
I don't know. They've come to take out Fred.
They didn't call anyone. Where are you taking her? What has she done?
Can't say, ma'am. Sorry.
I need to see your authorization. You have a warrant.
Not that we need one, sir, but all is in order. Violation of state secrets.
What?
Oh, my God. My God. What have I done?
Bitch! After all he did for you! Oh, do you realize what you've done to my husband?
Serena, don't.
Do you? To me?
That's enough now.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sure she must have broken into my husband's office.
Well, there will be an investigation.
Well, I'm sure she was acting alone.
That's enough, dear.
Let go of me!
There's a step here. Mind your head. All right, let's go.
Whether this is my end or a new beginning, I have no way of knowing.
I have given myself over into the hands of strangers because it can't be helped.
These tapes, 30 of the type used during the latter part of the 20th century, were found in a metal box unearthed on the site of what was once the city of Bangor in what before Gilead would have been the state of Maine. Did our narrator reach the outside world safely and build a new life for herself? We shall never know. All we do know is that she survived long enough to record her account, her handmaid's tale, and for that we should be grateful. We glimpse her for a moment on her terms only, and then she slips from our grasp and flees. As all historians know, the past is a great darkness and filled with echoes. Voices may reach us from it, but what they say to us is imbued with the obscurity of the matrix out of which they come. And try as we may, we cannot always decipher them precisely in the clearer light of our own day. Are there any questions?
For from Wondery, this was the sixth and final episode of The Handmaid's Tale. If you enjoyed this episode, head to your member portal at wondery.com/plus and check out some of our other shows. Maybe you'd enjoy another audio drama like Blood Ties, starring Gillian Jacobs and Josh Gad. Or you could check out our hit series Dr. Death, The Shrink Next Door, or the scandalous story of the mysterious Mr. Epstein, hosted by me, Lindsey Graham. All of this and more is ready to binge right now, ad-free, on Wondery Plus. In this episode, Offred was played by Marcia Dietlin, Professor Piexito by Dermot Crowley, Serena Joy by Leslie Hendricks, the Commander by Earl Hindeman, Ofglen by Murray Enos, Joseph by Dylan Chelfie, Moira by Tasha Lawrence, Aunt Lydia by Marion Seldes, Aunt Elizabeth by Peggy Price, and Janine by Emma Roberts. Other parts were played by Kristen Marks, Bruce Sabbath, Shannon Williams, John Warden, Christopher Burns, and Edward Tully. This series was directed by John Dryden. It is a Goldhawk production. Theme music by Mark Hadling. Original score by Sasha Putnam. Our editor is Sergio Enriquez. Sound design by Nick Russell Pavier. Executive producers are Marsha Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.